This hour of the Alex Jones Podcast is brought to you by Easy Armor. Easy Armor is the ultimate door security. Check it out at invasionstopper.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Absolutely no doubt now, things in Ferguson and the rest of the country are going exactly as we predicted they would if this was indeed a psyop. Again, the police, the military that are out there getting shot at and attacked are not to blame in this because they're compartmentalized just like the public. This is a plan to demonize the First Amendment and to legitimize the globalization, federalization of the National Stability Police Force that the RAND Corporation has been promoting. And now we have a top general coming out on CNN last night calling for regular army on the streets all over the United States. So you have the police stand down under federal control when this starts and go after reporters instead months ago, and then they basically stand down again, and then you have to bring in even more force. And you've got these idiot agitators, and then you've got worse criminals and what I've called terrorists running around exacerbating the situation as pawns in the game. And one of our reporters, Shikari Jackson, last night got threatened by a masked thug who says, I guess he watches and listens to the show, saying, I'll show you, terrorist. I said, see, that's a straw man. We're not saying demonstrators are terrorists. We're saying people shooting at firefighters trying to put houses and churches out, like Mr. Brown's church that got burned down. When you, for pure fear and intimidation, shoot at people, two FBI agents have been shot, two cops have been shot, an innocent man was killed in his car, burned down a bunch of stuff. The people doing that are engaged in terrorism. It's a terroristic threat to come up and terrorize somebody and say, I'll show you, and menace them. Now, I'm the one that basically from day one began fighting the police state and fighting the globalization, the tyranny, the armored vehicles. But there's another end to that game. We can't be played off against the police into a civil war. And I just don't know if people are smart enough or sophisticated enough to understand this. But to me, this is incredibly simple. If the American people can be played off against the police, the globalists win. And a lot of citizens are going to die. And a lot of police are going to die. And then when they're done setting up a national police force, it's already in place, but rolling it out, they're going to flip it onto gun owners and veterans, the real enemy of the globalist. By the way, 4 months ago on July 17th, U.S. Army training to fight black Americans, Doomsday Disneyland facility uses practice ground for civil unrest. Paul Joseph Watson with a special video emergency report I issued saying they're preparing for race war in America and for the media to stir up incidents to cause mass rioting. And the regular army, which now on CNN, in fact, I had it in the stack and I can't find it, reprint me the headline, General Calls for Regular Army on Streets, instead of trying to find it. Thank you. Is now saying that. So let me tell you who's to blame here. It's the National Security Council. It's the United Nations. It's President Obama. It's the people running NORTHCOM are trying to condition us to accept martial law in America. And I'm trying to stop black people being used as a scapegoat and stirred up to be the pawns in this. Now, if that's racist, and if not wanting blacks to abort half their babies is racist, then you better believe I'm hardcore racist. What I am is sick of a bunch of racist black people telling me I'm racist, but I'm trying to help them.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
But the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun and you can feel it.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Revolution in their minds. Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, we're here live. Of course, you return weeknight, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars Nightly News. I am your host, Alex Jones. We have no guest today other than Jakari Jackson and, of course, Joe Biggs, who will be landing at about 2:45 and should be in studio with us in the last 30 minutes of the transmission. We went ahead and made the decision to pull him out of Ferguson because it's gotten too dangerous. And plus, now there's new demonstrations and riots breaking out, run by the Democratic Party all over the country. I carefully last night and this morning spent hours going in, and anybody can do this, and looking at the signs and photos and videos, and they'll have the group pushing it at the bottom, all of them communist, socialist, environmental terrorist linked groups, Democratic Party, George Soros, sock puppets. This is their attempt. When their whole agenda of open borders and socialism and world government is collapsing, to use the tragic death of a young black man to try to create race war in this country. By the way, it'd be easy for me to say that now, and you could just say that's my opinion. Infowars.com, July. Let me see. November, October. How many months ago was July? Counting back? 5 months ago? 4.5. U.S. Army training to fight black Americans is the headline. Doomsday Disneyland facility used as practice ground for civil unrest by regular Army and NORTHCOM for full deployment in the U.S. and every single role player is as black. Well, they're blacker than Al Sharpton, blacker than Barack Obama, blacker than Jesse Jackson. And we warned you before this Ferguson situation was even on the radar screen, before the media picked it. There's a lot of examples of police shooting innocent black men and women. There are a lot of examples of them shooting Hispanics, whites, or other cops. I mean, there's bad cops out of there out of 2 million police. Or 1.5 million. But they picked one where the guy was a thug. The evidence is overwhelming. Where the cop told the truth. The evidence is overwhelming. So that they could make all the people that came out and protested look like fools, especially when they injected a bunch of provocateurs in there and had the media hype the whole thing. 3 dead and 15 wounded in weekend shootings in Chicago alone, almost every one of them black on black. But you're not going to see a bunch of people out there protesting and demonstrating that. You're not going to hear the black community that's controlled by the globalists clearly saying, hey, we don't like gangster rap and all these things that are preparing our young men for prison. But you will hear Infowars.com with the real Rick Ross and Professor Griff and KRS-One and countless others that actually want everybody to be successful and free in this country, not all of us being played off against each other. I saw a lot of comments on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com last night and this morning saying, how dare you, Alex Jones, side with the police? How dare you, you know, not support the demonstrators? Let me explain something. Not because I care about criticism, but so you can get it straight in your mind and not be ignorant and not be fooled anymore. Because I'm all about exposing the rabbit trick. I'm all about exposing how this thing works. That's how we're going to be free, is discovering the scams and the frauds and not being a bunch of chumps. All I've called for is not having a civil war. All I've called for is not having a race war. I've predicted all of this. They're trying to do this. You could watch MSNBC every night and see the race baiting and see what they were doing. It's as clear as the nose on my face or your face. I am sick of when I'm against turning my guns in being called a racist. Or I don't support Obamacare because it has death panels and increases everybody's rates and taxes poor people. I'm called a racist. And when I don't support people out there, quote, demonstrating because they're burning and shooting people, then I'm a racist again. Let me explain something. When people accuse me of that, I don't care because I love you and want you to be successful and want you to win and don't want fluoride in your water to brain damage you and lower your IQ and don't want you drinking high fructose corn syrup and don't want your kids eating GMO that kills the honeybees that eat it. And I don't care what color you are. I don't think in those terms as a default. The Trayvon Martin thing had been going on. I'm going to get into all the latest news on Ferguson. But the way this affects InfoWars and myself is a microcosm of everything else. So I'm going to get into it right now. Trayvon Martin verdict had just come out. We have a huge black audience that listens to the show. You have a huge audience, period, no matter what color you are. And I had said the whole thing was a psyop, a setup with the Justice Department, and that clearly Zimmerman was an idiot, and he's been proven to be an idiot now, but that he was getting his head slammed in the ground, according to multiple witnesses, two of them black, and he feared for his life, so he shot Trayvon Martin. Was that a good thing? No, but you can get no billed by a grand jury, or you can get found not guilty by a jury when there's those circumstances. It means there's reasonable doubt. And suddenly I had a lot of my black listeners mad at me. I don't care. I know I've got integrity. And so believe whatever you want. And so that black lady, I forget her name, poor lady with her kid in the back, is driving around D.C., runs through an army checkpoint during a drill. They tell her, pull over. She gets scared, like any normal person, drives off, and they shoot her dead. Black and white cops shoot her dead. And in the hour that chase was going on, and we didn't know what color she was, and the hours it took for the news to come out, I said, this is horrible that they killed this woman. And I saw comments all over YouTube and InfoWars going, how dare you, you racist piece of garbage. You only care because it's a white woman. Her race wasn't known. I didn't think, what color is this woman that just got executed by the police? Like they're Checkpoint Charlie in Berlin or something, East Berlin. I just thought, I saw a woman being chased in a car. We didn't know what color she was. All we could see is she had dark hair. I was against her being killed. And suddenly there was all this outpouring. We apologize. You care. You're not racist. You're mad they killed a black lady. Well, of course I'm mad they killed an innocent black woman. Then Congress gave a standing ovation to the D.C. cops that cowardly shot her when she wasn't endangering anybody, when they executed her. And Neocon Radio praised her execution. Michael Savage didn't. He's the only other talk show host that saw how sick it was. George Norrie didn't think it was good either, but he's not so much political. So see, that just shows. See, I think like Martin Luther King did, where I'm not looking at what color you are first. I will look at how you're dressed and what you're driving, though. I tell you, that'll tell you a lot more. I walk out of some restaurant with my kids, and there's some guys that look like they're a criminal motorcycle gang, and they're bugging their eyes out at me and revving their motorcycles, and they're all white. I immediately start getting ready, and one of them tries to rob me or assault me to defend myself and my family. And the same thing, I see black guys dressed like thugs, acting like thugs, and kind of bowing up a little bit at me at a gas station. I'll sit there and start bowing up at them and going over to my car where I got a gun. And let me tell you, it ain't because they're black. It's because they look and act like thugs. And I don't like white thugs, and I don't like black thugs, and I don't like Mexican thugs. I'm sick of thugs. And let me tell you something else. I don't like cops in some cities I've been in that look and act like thugs either. You see, you can get thugs in uniform. You can get thugs in black skin, white skin, yellow skin, brown skin. I don't care. You can get thugs in any color of the rainbow, and I don't like them. Tyranny is government by thugs. When you had that black EMT pulled over by a bunch of white officers in Oklahoma a few years ago, I was one of the first to decry it. Pulling over the ambulance, choking the black guy, getting in his face, telling him to do something. I said, what a bunch of cowards. Need to be fired. I wasn't looking at what color that EMT was, but I think there was something racial going on there. Had a woman in the back having a heart attack. Clearly that stuff goes on, but you just can't mindlessly then sit there, despite what the witnesses say, and say, we're going to kill a cop, we're going to kill his family because he didn't get indicted. And then the thugs say, we're going to riot and burn stuff, including Brown's Church and Mexican food restaurants, you name it. Even if they indict the cop, you can't have mob rule in this country. And that's what the Democratic Party, all over the U.S., arrest in L.A., New York, just hundreds of cities, had Democratic Party events with the primers, a bunch of liberal, fake, white, socialist, communists out there with their made-up signs, getting it going so it gets on the news, right in the black neighborhood, so black folks watch it and go, yeah, I'm going to go join them. In every protest, it'd be 10 George Soros operatives or Justice Department operatives out there to sucker the blacks in again and doing it over and over and over again. So that's what's going on. We're having to clean the tape up. There's so much profanity. Thugs, masked thugs coming up to Jakari and looking at him with so much hate, it blew my mind. I said, that's it. Come home. Said, you sell out. I'll show you terrorists. How dare Alex Jones say we're terrorists? Well, if you're shooting at unarmed firefighters, trying to put fires out, they could kill people, you are a terrorist. That is what terrorism is, trying to terrorize people, trying to shoot unarmed public servants. That's terrorism. And what the government did at Waco, opening fire on that church, that was terrorism. I don't care if you're black. I don't care if you're the FBI. I don't care who you are. When you act like a terrorist, I don't care if you got a uniform or not. But that's what this is all about. Skin color is now a uniform. And the globalists are manipulating us. I'm going to break down all the latest straight ahead.
This hour of GCN programming is proudly sponsored by BlockItPocket.com. Protect your privacy and data and render your phone or device completely undetectable. Go under the radar when your phone's not in use with BlockItPocket.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
News flash. Home invasions are on the rise. It takes less than 10 seconds to kick in a door. 10 seconds is not enough time to protect your family. And what would happen if you were not home? Easy Armor is the ultimate security solution. 85% of break-ins are through a door. Protect your home now with Easy Armor. Go to invasionstopper.com to get real security for under 70 bucks. That's invasionstopper.com. Easy Armor. Your security is our only business.
Digestive health is key to wellness, and ProEM1 is the key to digestive health. ProEM1 is a daily liquid probiotic that improves food absorption and supports weight loss by removing toxins from your system. Recommended by doctors, ProEM1 is 100% natural, organic, non-GMO, wheat, soy, gluten, and dairy-free. Call us today at 888-611-8025 or visit ProEM1.com to save over $25 on your order. That's 888-611-8025 or ProEM1.com.
Hey, Boomer! I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey's filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it, too. Yeah, I'm thirsty, too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids for exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissues should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say, show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Run on for a long time. Run on.
You can run on for a long time.
So,
run on.
Protesters flood streets across the U.S. as Ferguson dismay spreads coast to coast. That is government globalist run CNN on record, CIA, Department of Defense running it. Look it up. Just type in CNN run by secret Pentagon team. You'll get Washington Post. I mean, I'm not just saying that. Remember Gore Vidal before he died went on CNN once. He said, this is amazing. This is the first time I've been on CNN in years where there wasn't an army general standing behind them telling the person I'm debating during the breaks what to say. Because that goes on. Well, now they've just moved on to PSYOP the NFL and ESPN because there's no audience for the news. The larger job was to discredit U.S. journalism by infiltrating it and turning it into state-run to destroy it. They're scared of big institutions with investigative journalists. Now they're moving into the Internet to kill it as well. Now, again, our military is the hope but also the doom. It's up to us. The military's very awake because they're now aware of the PSYOP. They've been decompartmentalized. Same thing with the police in many cases. That's why we don't want to make them our enemy. It's pointless. They're Americans, too. We have to say, no, we're aware of the RAND Corporation plan. We're aware of the National Stability Force. We're aware of the fascist takeover program to use socialism as a control system. And it's game over. So you've got CNN and MSNBC, everybody, fanning the flames of this over a guy strong-arming a convenience store minutes before he shot. Witnesses saying he attacked the cop, ran back, charged him again. Is it excessive force? I mean, I've gotten the point, 40 years old, I can fight pretty good, but, you know, if somebody attacks me in a parking lot, I'm just going to start attacking me. I'm going to try to get in my car and get away from them. If they start knocking the window, I'm just going to shoot them. I don't have to sit there and roll over and die. And, you know, if a black guy's being attacked by a white guy for no reason, shoot him. I mean, it's real simple. So now we have the grand jury documents, and the witnesses are telling the grand jury, black witnesses are telling them that, you know, Brown attacked the cop, basically. Who knows? That might not be true. The point is, why is this the big hype? Because the country's being sucked dry by foreign banks. The country is being taken over by the globalists, and they want us fighting with each other while they open the borders, while they raise the taxes, while Obamacare goes through, while the UN gun treaty goes in. Let me tell you, the riots get bad enough. They're trying to start. It's like a fire, though. They've just got small flames going right now in the aggregate historically compared to the riots, the Watts riots and things of the 60s and things like that, and the 92 riot. But they could really go whole hog here. And it could really explode. Remember what Henry Kissinger said at Bilderberg in 2001? Or was it 1991? Going from memory. He said, hey, Americans would never accept UN peacekeepers in Los Angeles unless there was a big enough crisis. And then they would beg for their global government to come and occupy them. So remember, we told you this was coming. And that Obama's endgame, his last 2 years in office, would be to invoke racial division and racial animus to bring in the police state, to legitimize military equipment to the police, while at the same time getting the Democratic Party more into a racial-based system to not even care if black unemployment doubles under Obama, at least they can go out and hate white people. Because the poor white person living down the street, they did it. Or the poor white woman who's a manager at Papa John's, probably getting $12 an hour, came out with her bare hands, we have video of that, and fought off men with her bare hands. Why didn't the managers give her a gun if she's going to stay there and defend the Papa John's? I mean, you got to love this country where it's women fighting thugs off while the police stand down. I mean, it is just simply ridiculous that we've turned into this as the police stand down. Yeah, I mean, there's the black guys yelling at the poor white woman, getting in her face, as if a woman getting $12 an hour at Papa John's is exploiting the black community in there making pizzas. And he starts kicking the window in, hits the woman, and then she pushes him back. I mean, what tough guys. Let me tell you what my daughters or family would do. Pull a revolver out, shove it in your chest, and start pulling the trigger. That's called real feminine empowerment. The women in my family, you assault them, they don't fist fight you. They pull a gun out, they pump it into you. And then everybody can cry and go, oh my gosh, she didn't let the thugs attack her. She's racist. No, People are sick of it. Just because you're white doesn't mean you deserve to have your head caved in like Reginald Denny. Or if you're black, you don't deserve to have the Klan drag you behind a car. It's the same thing. I'm sick of it. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
InfoWarsLife.com. Check it out today. I have set out to bring you the most hardcore, cutting-edge supplements and nutraceuticals, bar none. And that's what you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com. We have rejected literally hundreds of products from the InfoWars Life line because they are not of the very highest quality, or because they're not 100% organic, or because they don't pass all of the strictest toxicology tests there are that we have listed at InfoWarsLife.com. Whether it's Survival Shield Nascent Iodine, or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com and believed in us and tried the products. Folks, check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products. Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
If I see two white men on a video slapping around and trying to beat up a black woman, I get mad and hate them. And if I see two black men beating up a white woman for no reason and trying to assault her and trying to break the window in her business, I get upset. If I see two black men beating up a black woman or two white men beating up a white woman, I get just as equally as angry because I'm not an idiot. I operate off of what people stand for and what they create and what they do. If I see a painting that I like, I don't care if you're black or white if you painted it. If I see a sculpture, I don't care what color you are. If I like it, I like it. I don't care what color you are if you're a jazz singer or a jazz musician. I mean, I love Jimi Hendrix songs, not because he's black, but because it touches me. And I will not sit up here with a bunch of dumbed-down thugs who think attacking their local community churches and setting them on fire sends some message telling me I'm racist. You're the people that are racist that are doing that, and you give demonstrators a bad name. But the larger issue is the controlled globalist operation that's robbing us all blind that wants to roll out a paramilitary force in America that they told us was for Al-Qaeda 14 years ago, but that I told you over and over and over again was for the American people across the board. But they'll always pick some group. Oh, it's black people, so we've got to have a police state for them. Playing off underlying prejudice and racism, but also stereotypes that are being played out. Being played like a fiddle. But then the real target in all the Homeland Security training and all the real preparation is gun owners, rural communities, self-sufficient people. Just like the control system didn't want Native Americans to be self-sufficient and put on reservations, blacks have been put on reservations, modern plantations. They want everybody under that model. It's called Agenda 21, and it affects everyone. And it takes all the old systems of control and brings them up to the 21st century standards of sophistication. So there's no debating I'm right. There's no debating we predicted this in spades. There's no debating that everyone's being played off against each other like chumps. And there's no debating what the next phase will be. Remember our articles and special report videos that we ought to go pull the special reports I did on the nightly news. It's right here in the article. U.S. Army training to fight black Americans, doomsday Disneyland facility used as practice ground for civil unrest. We ought to flashback this article. Top of InfoWars with the video I did on the nightly news, a special report. I aired it the next day on the radio to 5 million listeners a day, saying this was coming, and then after the elections, it's on the video, it's in the article, go watch it. I'll play it next hour. About an 8-minute report. I told you exactly what would happen. And it's not because I have a crystal ball. It's because I am outside the box watching the globalists prepare for 22 years. On air for 20. I've had the special forces jump out of the woods and set fires and try to blame them on me. I've been attacked physically and told to shut up. I've gotten the phone calls where nothing shows up on caller ID and they tell you what you just did 5 minutes before. I've lived it. I know what's going on. I know about the FEMA camps. I know about where they are. I've given you the names where you can look them up. The Emergency Centers Establishment Act. The Civilian Inmate Labor Camp Program. They're not called FEMA camps. Chemtrails aren't called chemtrails. They're called geoengineering programs. They play lawyer games with all of you. And I want all of you to be free because my children are going to live on this planet with your children. And if I screw somebody over, it comes back on me. I don't want 52% of black people to never be born, to be butchered. I don't want all the Hispanic girls in Latin America being injected with Gardasil to basically sterilize them. Even though blacks and Latin Americans are being prepared as the enemy for race war against gringos, I still can't give up my humanity. I see the brainwashing. I see the mind control. I see us all being turned into biological programmable robots. I see whites fearful. Going with the power structure and the police state out of necessity and fear because they've been wrongfully demonized. Less than 2% of Americans in the South own slaves. Smithsonian Institute, look it up. Most Americans who are white immigrated here, their grandparents or great-grandparents, after slavery. Ireland never had slavery. Irish were slaves in this country and in Ireland. No one even knows about the million Irish slaves in this country. Are we going to have reparations for them? See how stupid this is? You know, I'm Irish, part Irish. on two sides of my dad's family. I'm proud of my Irish roots. I don't have some inferiority complex because ancestors of mine came over here as sharecroppers, indentured Irish slaves. That just adds to the vigor of my blood. Also had family that was British nobility, famous people. I'm not going to get into all that. The point is that I'm proud of my Native American ancestry. I am a human, first and foremost, and what I stand for is justice, ladies and gentlemen. And it makes me want to throw up to see the dumbed-down racist thugs out there, basically black Klansmen, in my view. I mean, people talk about the caricatures in magazines and things of blacks making fun of them, or in Nazi Germany of Jews. Do you have any idea about the cartoons making fun of Irish and the eugenicists in the 1870s and 80s teaching that Irish were mentally retarded and stupid? But, I mean, you don't see the Irish running around today feeling sorry for themselves. The system even tried to implant them with an inferiority complex. It didn't work, folks. It didn't work. And that's all this is a mind game. People going to the White House, run by the Soros groups, Soros-connected groups, we talked about it yesterday, on their signs to go demand Obama do something. Federalize, cut off the states, indict cops, supersede the grand jury and jury, bring us a dictatorship, open the borders, give us Obamacare, take the guns executively. That's what they're being taught. That Obama could have delivered you all this free stuff, but he's not a dictator yet. And now they've got the Democratic Party operatives all over the country trying to stir up riots all over the nation. And when they're done, if they're successful, they'll ban all assembly and all free speech so they can bring in the real tyranny. They will associate free speech and assembly with people shooting at firefighters and police. Did you hear me tearing to the police when they shot our reporters and citizens with rubber bullets for no reason? Yes, because it was wrong. See, I don't take sides. I go with what's obviously common sense. But let me tell you, shooting people with rubber bullets is a far cry from shooting police and FBI and firefighters, shooting up their vehicles, so that you can create terror and fear. Now, shifting gears out of that, U.S. Army training to fight black Americans, July, 5.5 months ago, 4.5 months ago. Doomsday Disneyland facility used as practice ground for civil unrest. Local police training with U.S. National Guard troops, regular Army, you name it. In fact, Watson, and I don't blame him, he's in England, said U.S. National Guard. They do train, but the video's big Army, regular Army. You can see the patches. You can see the insignia on the trucks. Joe Biggs confirmed it. It's big Army. We should probably add that to this article. And he goes over the entire plan and the admissions for domestic resistance, close quote. U.S. Army War College preparation for insurrection. Now, what did retired general calls for U.S. Army on streets to restore civil order? See, what I'm saying to the folks that are listening in Ferguson, some of them that are mad at us, you're being discredited by people throwing bricks and shooting guns. I'm being discredited in my First Amendment. I'm not going to be psyoped. I'm not going to not see the plan and fall for it. I'm not going to be chumped or gamed or schmucked or conned. I'm not a mark. I'm not here to fail. I'm not here to be a joke. I'm not here to be mindless. I'm not here to be lazy. I'm not here to be stupid. I'm here to try to warn people about the program. CNN, Infowars.com has the video. Retired general calls for U.S. Army on the streets to restore civil order. This is the same general that ran gun confiscations in the high and dry areas, Russell L. Honore, commander of Joint Task Force Katrina across the Gulf Coast that engaged in total criminal action. He now says, put troops, regular troops, on the ground. That's why they didn't pounce on the few people shooting and burning. You could have cops on every street corner. Somebody pulls a gun out, starts to aim it, you shoot them. Kill a couple of the terrorists, people trying to terrorize, shooting at firefighters. That's terrorism. That's it. And they'll all disappear. Then the peaceful demonstrators will be able to have their First Amendment. Didn't do that. You shoot two or three people setting fires. Oh, well, the police are intimidated by the response. No, they're not. I'll say something else. On average, even if police departments are corrupt, they don't want to shoot somebody in the middle of the street just for fun, knowing the paperwork, the backlash, the lawsuits. You can hardly get cops to do their job nowadays because they're so worried about lawsuits. You know, you think all day they just want to go around dealing with domestic disturbances and pit bulls and crack houses and just white trash meth labs and all the rest of it? I mean, you really think the cops are running around wanting to shoot black people on average? No, they're not. No, they're not. They're wanting to go to the topless bar and try to pick a girl up, I'll guarantee you. I mean, it is just so frustrating. Are they getting money on the side? Are some of them dealing drugs? You bet. Are they pulling people over, writing tickets all day and doing some illegal asset forfeiture seizures? You bet. We'll talk about that all day. But I'm not just going to be maneuvered into a civil war with police in general because the UN and the globalists want that to bring in their Pentagon, RAND Corporation, National Stabilization Force. I have hundreds of declassified public Army War College, Navy War College, Marine Corps, War Planning School. It's all linked. A bunch of them are linked in this article. Document, Army preparing to use lethal force against unarmed civilians during full-scale riots in the U.S. Go read the training manual. We actually do real research. We actually know what we're talking about. And now we have this retired general on CNN saying this is the answer. They're going to let this get out of hand. The Democratic Party operatives are stirring it up on every front. You think the globalists care if a bunch of cops and citizens get killed? They love it. What have I fought for at least a decade since I figured this out? They want to stage a civil war in this country. Every preparation is for it. Let's not be idiots. Let's not do it. Let's not be part of it. Let's not be morons. I mean, my gosh, the last 2 weeks I've been doing specials on CIA drug dealing in the black areas to destabilize them, fighting to help these communities because it's a cancer point they're trying to spread. It's not just that I care, it also is self-serving to want people uplifted. But because I don't mindlessly support a bunch of thugs. Is the Jakari video ready yet? Have we bleeped all the cussing yet? We're pulling it in right now. We'll have it in the next segment. It's unedited on Infowars.com, but I can't air all these cuss words. Man, I tell you, this is why I can't go to these events. Somebody comes up and starts threatening me, and you better watch it, and I'll show you and all this. Jakari did a great job being restrained, and so did Joe Biggs. Besides, why would you threaten Jakari and bow up to him when I'm the one that said it's terrorist to shoot at firefighters? To create fear. That's the definition of terrorism, is to threaten violence or carry out violence for a political or financial aim. Don't come play basketball at these basketball courts or I'll kill you. That's terrorism. That's fear. That's how the mafia operates. Let's go ahead now and go to this clip of the general. In fact, there's the actual definition. The use of violence and intimidation in the pursuit of political aims. Boom. Now, let's go ahead and go to the general promoting with the CIA operative. By the way, that's declassified. He is CIA, and he's also a robber baron heir. Anderson Cooper, here it is.
But I'm telling you this, Anderson. If St. Louis can't control this, you know what the next step is, and it's called the Insurrection Act, the same thing they did out in Los Angeles. Now, we're nowhere near that now, but people might want to look at that because that is a statute that's designed if local authorities cannot control and provide civil law inside their cities. Over.
It's interesting, General, to... When we heard earlier today from the mayor of Ferguson, who himself came under a lot of criticism, of course, during the summer for saying there was no racial divide in the city. I think.
So you got the globalists fanning the flames, pushing this, oh my gosh, over and over again, trying to get it going, trying to get the party started. I mean, can't everybody just see we're being chumped here? I told you it was all coming. I gave you all the documents. I told you they're shipping drugs to your community and gave you the proof. The Iran-Contra whistleblowers, the kingpins, all of it proven here. And the same general that confiscated the guns from white people's homes, they didn't go in the black area. They went and looted rich people's houses. The government did. The police went around robbing Walmarts, remember? And we criticized it. When the police are bad, we just look at the facts and try to put the truth out. My job's actually pretty easy. Oh, I get so upset sometimes. Absolutely outrageous. Absolutely outrageous. When we come back, we've got the clip of a thug confronting Jakari Jackson and bringing up our broadcast here. Rand Paul, politicians are to blame for Ferguson. War on drugs creates culture of violence. Paul says yes. And then CIA funding thug life gangster hip hop, which turns people into absolute criminal scum. Burn this bleeper down. Brown Family Church torched in riots. Yeah, burn a black church down. That'll show everybody. And you know what? If you're against burning down black people's churches, why, you're racist. Say the black thugs. Disgusting. We got a lot of other world news, from Russia to the economy to the strange tale of Canada's Ebola vaccine and more. It's all coming up on this live eve of Thanksgiving.
This hour brought to you by KDArmor.com, your most affordable option for body armor. Packages starting at $195. Go now to KDArmor.com and get yours. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away six 16-ounce Supernatural Silver liquid valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver giveaway at GCNLive.com.
Hey everyone, my Ghost 80% AR-15 project was a total success. Thank you, Guns80.com. Thank you. I bought my Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. It's everything I expected, more. Just got a note from my buddy Mark, and now they're having a huge Black Friday and a big Cyber Monday sale. Guess Christmas is coming early this year. I'm definitely ordering one for my brother on Black Friday because the price drops to $400. Yes, I did just say that. $400. Unbelievable. At Guns80.com, the big sale is on. Begins Friday, November 22nd, and ends December 1st. So hurry now. Sale prices for Ghost ARs again, $400. Black Friday will be a good day. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. Sale is on right now at Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. Guns and the number 80.com. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to everyone from our good friends at Guns80.com. The big sale is on. I'll see you there.
Americans, you are being lied to. Does your skin crawl when a politician or a stock market guru say that we are in the midst of an economic recovery? According to top insiders, the largest financial meltdown in history is coming. You can prepare, but if you're living paycheck to paycheck, how do you find the cash? If you're fortunate enough to have retirement savings, it's probably not enough. And if it's in the market, it could be wiped out just like the last crash. But this time, it will almost certainly be much worse. Precious metals are a great hedge, but they won't generate immediate cash flow to pay the bills. Learn the secret to creating cash flow and freedom. Get a free copy of my special report at babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 800-704-4117. That's 800-704-4117. Or visit babyboomerbackupplan.com. Traditional retirement may not be in the cards, but re-inspirement can change everything. babyboomerbackupplan.com.
Jesus on purpose. They just informed me this clip's pretty much too long to play in this segment of Jakari getting threatened by a masked goon and others. The unedited video, because we had to cut out the cuss words, is up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We'll air that at 8 after next hour and then start going to your phone calls. There's a new article out in video of Ferguson, carjacking for justice, or burn down a black church for justice. A retired general calls for U.S. Army on streets to restore civil order. Steve Watson, professor, says Mike Brown's sacrifice to racist white God.
Yeah, right.
Ferguson riots, immigration reform framing coming civil war around race. That's what's going on. Was murdered Ferguson man a grand jury witness? Mass provocateurs confront and threaten reporter in Ferguson. That's coming up. Raw courage. Papa John's female manager defends store from looters with bare hands. Well, yeah, I mean, it's a racial attack, folks. Two white guys were attacking a black woman. Every city burned. Two FBI agents shot in St. Louis. There's a report up there. So this is getting really out of control with hundreds of demonstrations around the country. Other stuff, windows getting broken. You name it. I've got a stack of news on that. 180 protesters arrested in overnight demonstrations in downtown L.A. That's in CBS News. That's all coming up. Before this hour ends, I just want to point out that we're able to build this independent media operation thanks to all your support. So on this Thanksgiving, I'm giving thanks to our listeners who have helped us over the years with the biggest sales today, tomorrow, and Friday. If you go to InfoWars.com and sign up at InfoWars.com/newsletter, because we're not going to be live tomorrow, we will send out emails with the promo codes for, it comes up to like 40% off ProPure. I think it's more than that, but that's tomorrow's special. In fact, will you get them to give me that, because I forgot, since I'm already mentioning that. These are things we got to go to the manufacturers to get permission to do. Well, over the next few days, we're running the biggest specials on InfoWarsLife.com products. We planned this weeks ago. We've already sold out of about half the super colloidal silver. We have Silver Bullet. I'm still doing this. We already sold out of half of it in a few days. We're still doing this, folks. 20% off. Giving back pre-Black Friday specials. We will have specials today, tomorrow, and Friday on key InfoWars Live products and InfoWars gear. Starts today with the sold-out Silver Bullet, now back in stock. We could sell this limited amount for full price or more, but we're giving back to listeners and slashing it by 20% and giving free shipping on top of it. Did you hear me? Free shipping and 20% off. That comes out to about 40% off, okay? Listeners can now try InfoWars Life products like Silver Bullet to prepare for the most dangerous season of the year. And even with all of these discounts, you're still supporting the InfoWar to keep us going for another 20 years. Specials today, 20% off all silver and free shipping. Free shipping. Super Prep Pack, Silver Bullet and Survival Shield, $15 off combo sale. That's more than 20% off on both. Buy four silver, get one free on top of the 20% off. So that comes out to like 40% off. It's all available at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And we set this up to only run it for 24 hours, each special each day. I've already told them we're going to run this for a couple days or until it all sells out. And again, they can't keep colloidal silver on store shelves. We've gone out and gotten the best in the country, private labeled. They're the supplier of the biggest organic store in the country who sells it for $5 to $10 more, depending on their sale. We already have it the lowest price with 20% off and free shipping. Silver Bullet, I predict it'll sell out in 24 hours. We won't have any more for months, but that's the way it is. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. There's a bunch of other specials. When you call, they can answer your questions. 888-253-3139. All right, second hour. A ton of news. A bunch of other news we haven't covered. Your phone calls and more. Tell your friends and family to tune in right now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.